The ethical problems afflicting the administration of D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray is the subject of Cal Thomas's commentary this morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Why do so many D.C. mayors and their staff members and others affiliated with the district government get into trouble either with the law or with ethics violations? Many explanations have been offered. In yesterday's Washington Post, there were several. One commentator blamed ethically challenged D.C. on the lack of full voting representation in Congress. No one should be looking to Congress as an example of virtue. More people there hasn't exhibited more ethical behavior, or more power either. What would shake things up is the end of one-party rule here. Democrats have controlled the district government since before most people were born. Any party that controls government for too long risks being corrupted. If D.C. residents are fed up with the failure of their political leadership, they can stir the pot and elect Republicans. But don't keep them too long in office either, or the same virus that has infected Democrats will also infect the Republicans. Simple solution, Mike and Bruce.
Vote them all out.
Part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP.